USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Such alerts already tell people about impending weather risks and other natural disaster risks, but now a new bill in Congress would establish a federal alert system in active shooter situations. More than 330 active shooter incidents claimed the lives of over 2,800 people between 2000 and 2019. The sponsors of this bill include Democratic Representative David Cicilline and Republican Fred Upton of Michigan. They say they're hopeful the plan can gain traction even in the closely divided U.S. Senate. It's based on the Amber Alert program and would allow authorities to quickly notify people of critical information during a shooting incident. Speaking of such incidents, there were two in recent hours, one in Virginia near the campus of Virginia Tech and one in Aurora, Colorado. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
The economy adding a lot more jobs than expected last month, according to the feds, and here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Reaction continuing to come in to a surprising jobs report on Friday, with the economy adding 467,000 jobs, far exceeding the 150,000 jobs expected by economists. The unemployment rate ticked up slightly to 4%, but the labor force participation rate rose to 62.2%. As far as what these numbers mean, chief economist with LinkedIn, Kim Kimbrough, tells MSNBC.
Employers are looking beyond the virus right now. They're ready to hire. And it also suggests, based on our data, that we're seeing a lot more applications per role, a lot more people applying to multiple roles. So it suggests to us as well that people are starting to look beyond Omicron and are starting to come back into the job market.
That report from our Tim Berg. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Unpaid fuel bills leading to the seizure of two Miami-based cruise ships in the Bahamas. The New York Post reporting that U.S. Marshals took possession of Crystal Cruises Serenity and Symphony vessels on Friday, the operation part of a maritime law arrest warrant issued by the U.S. Federal District Court Judge Darren Gales. The judge issuing the warrant after a fuel provider accused Crystal of owing past due fuel bills totaling over $4.5 million. Only crew members were aboard the Serenity and Symphony Friday after the company had to send all the passengers back to Florida when the judge issued that arrest warrant. A South African company says it's developed a COVID-19 vaccine based on publicly released data on Moderna's vaccine. Afrigen Biologics says it could start human trials by the end of the year. The creation of the vaccine without the original developer's assistance and approval is thought to be a first. And folks online are having a laugh after a woman in New Zealand put her husband up for auction. Linda McAllister listed her husband for sale after he went for a last-minute fishing trip, leaving her alone with the kids. In her description, McAllister described her husband as loyal, provided he's fed and watered, but added he would require house training, and she doesn't have the patience for it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.